The creature had a horse's head and neck and front legs. But instead of back legs, it had a long silvery fish's tail. With the water knight on its back, the horse creature half galloped and half swam through the cove. Seagulls shrieked wildly overhead, following the pair toward the shore. As the knight drew close to the edge of the water, he looked straight at Jack and Annie. He raised his gloved hand and beckoned to them.
"Okay, we're coming," cried Annie.
She started pulling off her sneakers.
"Wait, let's think about this," cried Jack.
"We don't have time," said Annie. "He wants to help us. He's like the stag that came for us in Camelot."
"No, he isn't," said Jack. "He's much weirder."
But Annie tossed her sneakers onto the rocks and splashed through the shallow water. The knight held out his hand and helped her onto the strange horse creature. The creature slapped its fish's tail against the water, sending up a fountain of spray.
"Come on, Jack," Annie yelled. "We can't waste time."
Annie's right, Jack thought. They had to find the Sword of Light before nightfall.
He pulled off his sneakers and tossed them up onto the rocks near Annie's. Then he stepped into the cold water and waded out to the night. Annie helped pull Jack up onto the horse creature. He sat on its scaly tail and clung to Annie while she held on tightly to the water knight's tunic. The silvery fish's tail slapped the water. A shower of spray rained down on Jack. He closed his eyes.
"Onward," he said faintly.
The water knight turned away from the shore. With more slaps of its tail, the horse creature began galloping and swimming across the cove. The seagulls shrieked wildly as they swooped after them. Bumping up and down, Jack clung desperately to Annie. He kept his eyes squeezed shut and tried hard not to fall off. As they sped across the cove, the water knight guided his steed steadily over each ripple and wave. The bumpy ride soon turned into a smooth one.
"This is great," cried Annie.
Jack opened his eyes. With the wind and spray whipping his face and hair, he began to feel more excited than scared.
"I'll bet he's taking us to the Sword of Light," cried Annie. "We'll be done with our mission in no time."
That would be too easy, thought Jack. But as they sped over the waves, he grew hopeful. Maybe she's right. Maybe it will be easy, he thought. Not all our missions have to be hard. But what about the rest of the stuff in the rhyme? What about... Before Jack could finish his thought, the strange horse creature stopped and reared up. Jack and Annie tumbled over its fish's tail and splashed into the cold water. They sank for a moment and then bobbed back up to the surface, frantically treading water. They looked up at the water knight and his horse. The knight lifted his arm into the air. He pointed to a pile of boulders near the base of a nearby cliff. Then he spread the fingers of his gloved hand in a gesture of farewell.
"Bye, thanks," shouted Annie.
The horse creature slapped its fish's tail and took off in a fountain of spray and foam. With the gulls circling above them, the mysterious pair whirled toward the passage between the cliffs that led out to the sea. In a moment, they vanished into the open water beyond.